When you buy a high quality sock, it's a lot like a shoe. You can tell almost immediately when you put it on or you put your foot on top of it. This is about comfort and fit and design. And so our products have...
How would someone be able to determine whether they need to wear compression or not?
Almost everybody that plays serious sports, they're creating some level of compression already. Oftentimes, it's the wrong kind of compression. If you're really active, you're susceptible to injury. The plantar fasciitis sleeve is also a great product for Achilles tendonitis because of the compression around the Achilles tendon. We also make up an ankle bracing sleeve we call the AF7. What this product does is...
Welcome to the Comfort Walk and Talk, where every step towards comfort is a step towards a healthier you.
We're your hosts, Ash,
Jeff,
and Ben.
Together, let's walk the talk, transforming your lives from the ground up.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Comfort Walk and Talk. I'm your host Ben today and we're so excited to have you back with our first international podcast. Today we are so excited about the guest we've got on board, Mr. Dave Higgins. He's an inventor, he's got a master's from Stanford University, the owner and proprietor of OS First for over 45 years, which is now the number two sock brand for and out of running retailers in all of the USA. And one of the nicest blokes you'll ever have a chance to chat to. Just be careful. We've got a bit of Southern hospitality here. Welcome, Dave Higgins. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks a lot, Ben. It's a real pleasure to be here. It's always a pleasure to visit with Global Foot Care and all the folks there. We've had a great relationship for a lot of years and shared a lot of success. So it's good to be with you.
Obviously, as well, we have our other hosts, Jeff and Ash.
Hi, Dave. Great to be with you today.
Hi, Dave. Lovely to talk with you.
Let's just jump right in. For those of our listeners that might not have heard of compression before, can you just explain a little bit what compression is and kind of the benefits around that?
Yeah, I'll be happy to try and do that. Compression basically are typically garments of one type or another that provide pressure against the body for purposes of improving circulation, or strengthening muscles, or improving performance in one form or another. And it's good for athletes, weekend athletes, as well as older people as well.
Yeah, so you mentioned it's a bit better for it's based towards your older people there as well. With a lot of the compression brands that I've seen around is very much, you know, you've got your marathon runners on the front cover. You've got things like that. Is that what kind of sets OS First apart?
Well, OS First, we have a pretty large market, both in the world of athletics, especially runners and serious athletes. But we have a significant amount of success with the seniors market, where people are using these products to deal with their normal aches and pains and problems that you have as you age just normally, both circulation as well as orthopedic problems. But the OS First brand's greatest success is primarily in the athletic market, running and other types of athletic endeavors, especially in different countries, because not every country has the same types of athletic interests as we do here in the United States. But that's where we've had most of our success, and it's been built around the effects that compression can have for performance, but also for injury prevention and recovery.
Hey, Dave, I've obviously known you and the brand since you started, and I think that was, 13 years ago, you launched the brand, was it 13?
Actually, it's been 14 years now, Jeff.
14 years, okay. And one of the things that I always remember fondly about this was you sent me a sleeve in a plastic bag and you called it the plantar fasciitis sleeve or heel pain sleeve. I got this and you said, Jeff, you've got to show this to all the podiatrists. And I got this sleeve and I go, What the hell? What is this? But I took your word for it. I took it down to the podiatrist and put it on the bench, and literally they all looked at it and go, wow, this is just what I've been looking for. So what I want to know from you is, what was your aha moment in terms of, because that was really the start of the brand. So what was your aha moment in that sleeve?
in the years leading up to developing that product, and I remember that phone call very specifically, because it was a time where I was really hoping Jeff Coombridge liked me as much as I thought he did, because I was trying to launch a new product. But I do remember that call very, very specifically. So in the years leading up, as you know, because we met under those circumstances, I was a product design and sourcing consulting company for other brands, shoe companies, foot care products companies. So I did a lot of different things, and a lot of it was built around medical products, usually foot care or very technical textile products, because that's my basic career path that I took over here in the United States. And I did a lot of foot care products, and so as a big part of that process, I met quite a few doctors, especially foot doctors, and became a layperson, if you will, in the world of foot ailments. And I had a pretty athletic activity at that time in my life, not so much now, but at that time in my life, I was still playing a lot of tennis, and I had the experience of plantar fasciitis. At the same time, I'm making compression hosiery and sourcing these foot care products. And so I basically had an epiphany that if an insole, an arch support insole, or if some other type of posted orthopedic product can alleviate plantar fasciitis or help to prevent it or treat it, then we might be able to accomplish the same thing by creating a circumferential compression or wrapping the foot, almost like a taping effect, if you would. And so in my mind, I was able to convert the old-timey compression products for older people with circulation products and use that manufacturing process to create a garment that would actually create this effect. And so I created the product and was ready to launch actually in late 2010. And I thought it was a pretty good idea. And I was very fortunate to find a very high-end factory and developed a very close partnership into a joint venture with this factory. And we were able to develop this product. And so, but you know, a lot of people create new products and great, or products they think are great, but you have to get it on people's feet, and you have to work with professionals, both in the world of distribution like you and in the medical world, to have a business success. And so I was very lucky to have met you through my past relationships of developing products for other people. And so I thought I would give you that call. I used that product on myself, of course, and my wife, who was suffering from the same problem at the time, as soon as we finished the development. And of course, we were startled at how effective the product worked.
And, amazing.
But again, amazing. You know, that was me, yeah. And I stood to benefit from it. So I needed to have a much more objective view. And so began to work with different doctors, many of which helped me launch the program. And certainly our partnership, knowing the strength that Global Foot Care had in the world of podiatry in Australia, I thought it was a golden opportunity. And and the success of the product, I don't want to say product because we've applied it to many others, but the success of the concept has proven tremendous from a business perspective, but also from an end user perspective as well.
Just to follow up on that, because one of the things you said was that people recognized it maybe as, or you said, a bit like taping the foot. And, you know, some of our listeners might, you know, have been taped by a physiotherapist or whatever. So, I mean, so the feedback we've had over the many years is that the product is really great because it's a really quick application of some of that technology or the taping, and it can be done by the patient themselves. Is that something that you've built into other lines of the range. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I had some experience with that strategy, if you will, in product design development with previous companies I worked for, because product development primarily begins with something that exists today, and you're taking it to a new level, or you're reinventing it or re-engineering it to accomplish a different objective or more efficient objective. And so I've had quite a bit of experience and success with that thinking process before. And so coming up with this kind of an idea, having had the manufacturing background and the technical expertise, wasn't so difficult. But I wasn't a medical person, and I didn't know for sure that this would function anatomically in the right way. But it does. So we were able to have a great deal of success with people that didn't expect it. And so what happens is we're taking a sleeve, a very thin sleeve, and putting it over the body, and it creates a 24/7 type effect, because even when your foot is in the air, you're getting arch support. It doesn't have to be weight bearing. And so, and you can use it whether you're on your feet or not on your feet. Orthotics are fantastic. They're indispensable, of course, but you have to be on your feet to get the benefit, the full benefit of an orthotic of any kind. And so there are, and this product is so lightweight, you can wear it under any other apparel, so you don't have to worry about it creating some type of a fitting issue or otherwise. And almost every other product that creates some sports or medical function is going to be a standalone product that you can't use with other products. And of course, taping is great, and I don't want to interfere with that, the success of that concept, but taping has to be done over and over again, and it depends 100% on the skill level of the person applying the tape. And sometimes that's the person themselves, and so it's very difficult to apply it and get the exact same effect over and over again.
And ripping it off's the hard part as well.
Yes.
Taking off a sleeve's a lot better than ripping off some strapping tape, I'll tell you that much right now. Absolutely. So exactly. With a lot of these products as well, they're not just, you know, your retail product and that. They're actually medical grade FDA approved, right?
Well, that's right. So when I created the product, immediately after that, I created the company that would house the product and then grow the business as an entity, which is a whole different thing aside from just creating a product. And so we made the decision that if we were going to make products and we were going to make claims or talk to doctors or patients about what these products do for you, we were going to put ourselves under a spotlight. And so what that means is a regulatory spotlight. So we went through the very time-consuming and expensive process, if you don't mind me saying so, passing through these regulatory hurdles. And we got the product registered with the FDA in the United States. And we've done similar things in other countries, the MHRA in the UK, so forth and so on, and Canada Health. And so it's a very time-consuming process. But we wanted to make a statement about what we market and what we sell to people, and that this product is regulated and monitored. And if it's not right, we have to take them back and we have to remake them. And so we're subject to a lot of response that can be quite expensive. And that was a big help to us in the beginning, especially with companies like Global. There, because you guys were the same kind of company, and so the product just married perfectly with the channels of distribution that you serve. And as the years went by and the internet began to become so prominent, it became more challenging for us, and so we had to reinvent ourselves as online marketers and educators. And so it didn't make too much difference that it was an FDA product anymore. We had to communicate directly to a patient or to a consumer.
Exactly.
And so it's about the language, and then it's about keeping your promises so that you just keep getting the business. And fortunately, the product really worked well. So That wasn't too difficult.
Dave, a follow-up on that question, because you talk about communicating. So recent years, OS First has created some wonderful, what they call performance socks. You know, performance socks, socks with purpose. And these socks, you know, so they sell in Australia, they are typically selling for around about $30. So what makes the socks with purpose different from like a pack of 10 socks from the local big box store? Tell us a little bit about what makes a performance sock.
I'd be happy to do that. In the beginning, you know, we were building a business and I had designed a full range of compression sleeves for bracing purposes, mostly for orthopedic support. They weren't socks. And in 2015, my son, who had spent years in the performance sock business and other sports markets, came in with me into the firm. I didn't give him any choice, by the way. I called him and said, you've got a new job and you report tomorrow. But he brought a lot to the table, and he encouraged me to find a way to make sock products that had these special compression design features that would be related to medical purposes as well as athletic purposes, but they would be sock products. And so I set out to do just that through his encouragement. And we started finding specific conditions that interfered with people's ability to stay running or to keep playing tennis or whatever their sport or activity was. And we began initially by making a product for people that had bunions or bunion pain. And we created a product there that had some special designs. And honestly, I didn't really think it was going to be very successful in the running world because most people think of bunions for older people or not exactly runners. But we introduced that product for the first time at what's called the running event in Texas in the United States. And the stores went crazy for it. Everybody that saw it said, I'm going to put at least a couple of dozen of those in my store. And it's been a very successful product. So that told us that we were onto something. And that's when we created this descriptive socks with purpose. So we wanted to make sock products that had a functional purpose for a particular consumer group. In this case, of course, runners, as we talked about before. So I just moved on from there. And then we had success with, we took our plantar fasciitis sleeve and we turned it into a plantar fasciitis sock. And that was wildly successful for us. And then we created an ankle bracing product that worked extremely well under the same guise. And finally, we began to say, okay, we've got to start making sock products for performance and features that just general sports socks don't have. And so we began analyzing the materials we put in product for performance. We wanted to put targeted compression in certain areas of the foot without necessarily making it a plantar fasciitis sock. And we wanted to improve circulation so that someone that was involved in sports didn't have swollen feet. And so we began to look at the level of compression and the fibers that we put in. And of course, athletes, you have a lot of problems with moisture management inside the shoe. And so we wanted to create products that had extremely high capabilities for moving perspiration out of the shoe. And we had to be sure that this product had all the necessary antimicrobial properties to help with the potential development of things like athlete's foot or other types of fungus. And so we began to put these different features in these products. And your six-pack or your three-pack that you reference there in the question, that sort of time and effort doesn't go into those products. In addition to that, when you buy a high quality sock, it's a lot like a shoe, Jeff, or an orthotic or an insole, if you will. You can tell almost immediately when you put it on or you put your foot on top of it, you can tell immediately this is about comfort and fit and design. And so our products have shaping features built into them that these other typical sports socks, if you will, don't have. All of our socks are right and left. So we make a sock that fits the left foot and a sock that fits the right foot. We make our socks with a very deep heel pocket, so it turns more to the 90-degree angle of the foot and the leg, so you don't get the binding at the instep or around that, and the sock doesn't slide down in the shoe. All of our products are perfectly seamless, so you don't have any kind of chafing or bunching around the toes that distracts you from whatever your activity is. And so we built in all of these kinds of features into the product, and we're able to do that more effectively than any other sock company, because we already went through the gauntlet of creating compression sleeves and adjusting the machines to do different kinds of things. And so we kind of had a jump on the rest of the crowd, so to speak, and now most of the people in our market are trying to make products like ours. And the way we stay ahead of that is you just can't match the quality.
Dave, I might just jump in there and ask, you know, when we're talking about our consumers, how would someone be able to determine whether they need to wear compression or not? Is that something that you would recommend for anybody that wants that additional support? Or is, like you said, it's great for people in the sports industry, runners that are looking for all of those extra things and the extra time and effort that's gone into making the sock. But would you recommend it for anyone or people with more specialized needs?
That's a great question, Ash. I need to try to explain this. So the simple question is, it's good for anyone involved in sports. And almost everybody that plays serious sports, they're creating some level of compression already, either in the clothes they're wearing or the shoes they're wearing or the number of pairs of socks they wear. I mean, people are stuffing things into their shoes like crazy to try to improve their performance or prevent injuries. And so that's creating compression, but oftentimes it's the wrong kind of compression. It's not controlled, graduated, properly fitted compression. And so almost all athletes can benefit properly made compression. So that would be the short answer for that question. But if you're really active, you're susceptible to injuries, plantar fasciitis, turf toe, you're going to have all kinds of heel problems, Achilles tendonitis, ankle rollover. You know, you're just subject to all kinds of things due to the stress and the movement that's involved in sports. And we have products designed in each one of those categories of injury to help reduce or minimize the opportunity for that kind of injury. So one of the reasons plantar fasciitis products are so massively, it's basically an epidemic because almost everybody gets it in their lifetime sooner or later. And it's very debilitating. And it completely changes your lifestyle, especially if you're an athlete, a runner or a walker. It just, you can't do anything with it. And it's a very long rehab period. And that's one of the reasons this product was so, the products related to plantar fasciitis were so fantastically successful. And then you get into specialized issues like bunions and the pain that comes along with that. So if you can make something that just takes away that irritation or that pain so that somebody can keep walking or keep jogging or keep playing tennis or pickleball or whatever they do, you know, you've created a real winner there. So almost everybody also is going to benefit from improving circulation, the blood flow outside in the foot, back up into the leg where the heart begins to pump the blood back, so that you can reoxygenate your blood, and that's what keeps you going and improves your endurance. And so getting improving circulation out of the shoe is pretty challenging. And so these compression sleeves and socks that we make actually do that, because they're compressing at different areas of the foot at different levels of compression. So they actually help stimulate the blood to move out of the foot, and then in the lower ankle, that's where your circulatory system generally takes over and returns the spent blood back to the heart.
I've seen just recently you've launched a picket ball sock. What makes a picket ball sock?
Well, pickleball. It's pickleball. Pickleball. Pickleball.
Pickleball.
I'm embarrassed to tell you. I can't tell you where that name came from. I know I've heard the story, but it's kind of nonsensical anyway, so I won't bore you with it. But pickleball started about 10 years ago in the United States, and it is massive. I mean, it's overtaking tennis. You can go to almost any club where they used to have, you know, 10, 15, 20 or more tennis courts, and now they've split them in half, and half of them are pickleball. Well, pickleball it's very similar to tennis, but the court is a lot smaller, it's easier to move around, and more people can play. You know, to play real competitive tennis, that takes a lot of skill and a lot of years. And pickleball, just about anybody can learn and have fun and play, because most of the time it's a doubles type sport anyway. And so that's the reason it's so popular, is that it crosses all ages and all different types of people. And so actually it was mostly a marketing scheme in the beginning, Jeff, to be perfectly candid with you. Josh, it was one of those father-son arguments that you've probably witnessed a few of in your day since you've been working with our company. But he came up with this idea of making it. He said, okay, now, Dad, you got to make some pickleball socks. I said, number one, I don't even know what pickleball is. And number two, that's not an injury. And I'm a medical professional. So we had this whole gig of an argument, and I bet him a couple of $100 it would be a big flop. And so I've paid him 10 or 20 times over since then. Because but what we there did really was we took our performance sock concept and we made something that was lighter weight, and we created something that was more breathable than any product on the market. And so the pickleball socks that we make are super lightweight. They have padding in the forefoot and the heel, but and then they have the compression in the arch, but around the top of the foot and the instep, we make the fabric so thin you can almost see through it. And so it was the first time anyone introduced a product like that in the market, that was a padded sock and also a sheer sock. And so and then we introduced it in this pickleball, and they saw that it was so unique and so different, it must have been created just for pickleball.
And is that the sheer? Does that mean it's
yes.
cooling?
So what happens is cooling effect. You don't have nearly as much fabric. So it's almost like the top of your foot is barefoot. So if you whatever air movements you have inside your shoe will actually penetrate through this particular area of the sock and give you a cooling sensation.
Okay.
So there's something I've seen with you guys, Dave, that other compression brands I haven't, is your zone technology. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, this is the patent. This is our secret sauce, if you will, for most of our products. So the idea that I came up with way back in the beginning, before I even talked to Jeff, was if people can make socks where the compression level gets looser as it goes up the leg so that it helps to push the blood but doesn't block the blood, if I can make that product, I could also decide, if I wanted to make it really tight here and really loose here and really tight here, and I could actually vary the level of compression. And so since the first step was I had to figure out that I could do that on the equipment and with the materials that we used. And the second step was, okay, where do I put this compression? How much do I use? And of course, I consulted with a lot of folks about that, people like Jeff, but a lot of doctors, not only in the U.S., but other countries as well. And so, you know, we just gradually learned where the pressure needed to be in order to stretch and lift the plantar fascia up away from the bone structure of the foot and hold it there. And so we have x-rays where you can look at a person's foot before they put on one of our sleeves, and then you can look at the x-ray of their foot after they put on one of our sleeves, and you can see that that thin layer of fiber that connects the metatarsal, the forefoot to the heel basically, is actually lifted up and it stays that way. In addition to that, we added extra compression around the Achilles, and you can see in these x-rays that we really reshaped the Achilles. So, and one of the things I learned from some orthopedic doctors is that if you shorten a muscle, so if you tape a muscle or a muscle area or a ligament, and you're basically shortening it, you're also strengthening it. And so when you, so that compression draws in the soft tissue around the muscle, around the bone structure, and it actually strengthens it. And but furthermore, it minimizes the vibration. That's the natural thing that occurs when walking, running, or playing sports. And so that's what our kind of compression does, and it does it especially well because we do that targeted compression thing that we call compression zone technology.
So it sounds like, and you have mentioned that there's a lot of medical science that has gone into a lot of your products. We've talked a bit about your plantar fasciitis sleeves and socks and things like that. What other conditions, if people, so say our listeners have blank condition, can you let us know what kind of products you have to serve them?
Well, sure. Of course, the plantar fasciitis sleeve is also a great product for Achilles tendonitis or the prevention of Achilles tendonitis because of the compression around the Achilles tendon behind the ankle. We also make an ankle bracing sleeve we call the AF7. And what this product does is it creates that compression, but we also have a new type of compression technology that it actually looks like a piece of tape built right into the sleeve. And so what that does is it provides less mobility in a specific area of that particular area. Like in our ankle bracing sleeve, for example, we have the circumferential compression in the different zones, but we also have this this taping technique where the fabric doesn't stretch at all. And it goes down the medial side, it goes down the ankle, and it goes down the medial side of the foot. And as a result of that, it creates this tension. The lateral side, it creates this tension to help minimize the possibility of rollover. And so and of course it's just as thin as the FS6 product, so you can slide that on and wear it under a pair of socks. And as you said before yourself, Ben, the convenience of that over using taping or kinesiology tape or something else is tremendous and well worth the extra time to put on that product. Mm.
And so because every part of your products have been so well thought of, it's really, really interesting to hear.
Yeah, it's like all the things you guys do. You know, you create something, you have success, and then somebody gives you an idea, and you collaborate with others, and you put that together, and so you make something a little bit better. And it's all just constant self-improvement as well as product improvement, and that's what makes companies successful. Because the end game, of course, is to make something that works for people so that they will buy it when you've got a nice business there.
One of the things I've noticed in the product, and it's probably something that has been a really, I'm sure, deliberate, is that on all the packaging, it's very easy for the consumer to work out what they need, because obviously you have multiple sizes. But just tell us a little bit about generally your philosophy on someone going to a shop and picking the product and the size they need. Tell us a little bit of that philosophy there on all of the products.
It's a great question. It's a double-edged sword, and this kind of makes it a little more expensive to launch a product and a business, and it takes a little longer period of time because you've got to meticulously go through how am I going to create this communication process, because all I've got is this little package, right? And so you've got to create something that catches people's eye. And then you've got to create language that they can relate to. You can go in a lot of medical shops and you'll read what's on the package and you have no idea what it says, right? And so we tried to make it basic, but, you know, straightforward about the injury. You know, we tried to use the naming or the nomenclature of injuries that you and I would use, not some medical company, right? And so, you know, simple things like that, and graphics on a package, pointing to something, and you know, creating diagrams that makes it easier for people to understand is really critical. On the other hand, and we got really good at that, and I was very lucky to work with people like yourself and all the folks at Dr. Comfort and some of the other big companies that I worked with, and I watched them do these things, and I learned from that process as I began to do it myself. And so, but when you have a product that has a very special function and it's brand new, it hadn't existed before, it's not going to be successful unless you build a partnership with the folks on the floor that are going to be selling that product. So we spent a lot of time and money going in and out of these stores, training the people that work on the floor and the retail store owners. And you know, we had to give away a lot of products so they could wear test them themselves and get to where they were believers. So then when a runner came in and they had plantar fasciitis, the first thing they're going to think of is, we just got a new product in that's going to be a killer for you. And then they explain it to them, right? And so without that one-on-one integration, there's no way a single package or a poster on the wall is really going to accomplish all that needs to be done. So we spend a lot of time in partnership with our retailers. And that's one of the reasons we focus almost all of our marketing and sales activities in independent retail stores, or at least in more serious retail shops selling functional products, as opposed to the mass market, if you will.
You've got a very specific product, and you're going to a very specific market. It only makes sense.
Well, and it's hard to do that, because you've always got people that hear about it and they want to put it in their 300 stores and sell it right next to some other product that sells for half as much or something. And you know, and you have to learn to say no to those opportunities sometimes, because you know it won't be successful. And what at the end of the day, it'll end up just hurting those people that help you get where you were to begin with, that are willing to do all the work. And so we try to stay in very specific genres and retail areas where the consumer or the patient is going to get outstanding service and explanation.
Yeah, Dave, I think you might be selling yourself short a bit there, mate. With your performance socks, you've talked about them being very specific for your high level athletes and things like that. But I'll admit to you, I'm wearing a pair right now. I have a couple in the cupboard, and I'll always reach to them when I have a big day ahead. Always feel a bit better at the end of the day having worn those performance socks. Do you think that kind of that mass market is something that you could target in the future, or are you still going that specific?
Well, it is always a possibility, but then you have to face the music, the marketing music, so to speak. So when you take a brand that has a specific position in premium markets, and that's where the consumers are, the more serious consumers, and you move that brand into a mass market that anybody, for whatever reason, might want to buy that product, you risk the reputation and the positioning of that brand. So we have done some market research here and there by rebranding our product. And we've had varying levels of success, because we've invested so much in the product and it has so many features. We're not about to start dumbing down the product, pardon me, just to make it cheaper, because we have a specific performance objective we intend to meet. And so that's why you go into no offense to mass pharmacies, but you can go into a lot of pharmacy shops, and I think this is probably largely true in Australia, certainly true in the United States, and the products are less. They're less expensive, and a lot of times they say the same thing on the package, but the truth is they just don't work. And so, but if you have your product in the store, a mass pharmacy, and it's $30, and then the other product in the store is 15, it's a hard sell. And just getting enough consumers to try it, to have that experience. And most of the time, the consumers don't set that price. The retailers set that price, and they won't let you charge a premium price. In fact, you go in those stores, there's very few premium products in those stores. And I have had great success selling in an 800 store chain in the United Kingdom, but we got there first, and we established the ground, and it was our plantar fasciitis sleeve, and nothing like it existed at all. So we didn't have some low-end product hanging right next to it, and so we were able to build that success, and the credibility was so good with that particular company that it lasted a long, long time.
To wrap up, Dave won't tell you that the performance sock, you should be wearing that every day, but I sure can because I love them. If you have any of those problems that we talked about today, so whether it be your plantar fasciitis, your bunions, anything like that, definitely give OS First a look. They're all available on the Comfort Co website. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dave. We absolutely loved having you and hearing a bit more about OS First and everything that you guys have to offer. It's an absolutely incredible product, and we love having it on the roster over here. So thank you very much.
Pleasure was all mine. And I look forward next time to doing it right there in Australia. How about that?
We look forward to having you, mate.
Come and see us. You're always welcome.
Right. Cheers, everyone.
All right.
Perfect.
So thank you to our listeners for joining us in as well, and we'll see you all next week.
Thank you for listening to the Comfort Walk and Talk. If this episode has stepped up your foot care game, we'd love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
And don't forget to subscribe on your favourite platform so you never miss a step on your journey to comfort.
And for more insights, follow us at our social channels at The Comfort Walk and Talk. Walk comfortably until we meet again.